Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。Hi everyone, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎你回到闲话英伦。Hello, Alan.
Hi, Lulu. Hi, everyone.
You know what? We've been talking about all these sorts of very big topics.
Mm-hmm.
About life in Britain. And now it's approaching summer. I'm kind of in a more lighthearted mood. Let's talk about something more lighthearted.
Okay. In our last episode, we talked a little bit about eccentricity and being quirky. So I thought today, let's talk about some festivals and...some quite unusual customs.
Unusual customs?
Yes.
Because when you say festivals, first of all, I think of all these traditional festivals, a lot of those we talked about before, like Christmas, like Easter, a lot of them religious as
well. No. Listen, we're going to be talking about some traditional but very quirky festivals.
Oh, okay. I truly don't know anything about that. I have no idea what you're going to talk about. Shoot, hit me.
Okay.Well, let's start first of all with an unusual custom.
Mm.
This is something we call Morris dancing.
Morris dancing?
Yeah.
Morris dancing. I think I've seen it in some very old British comedy. What is that?
Well, Morris dancing is a type of traditional dance. Actually, it was a fertility dance.
Fertility. Fertility 是指生育.
Yeah.
Sort of like a...traditional belief, like dance like that, then you'll get babies.
Yes, but also to ward off evil and bring good luck.
你让我想到了跳大神。
Yeah, it is a bit bizarre. It's done with men. Men are the ones that do the dancing.
Okay.
They dance with bells around their legs, flowers in their hair, and they hit sticks and wave handkerchiefs in the air as part of the dance.
Oh,You know what? After today's recording, I'm definitely going to go online and check out some clips, video clips of Morris dancing.
It can be quite popular in some areas. They have competitions for Morris dancing as well. They also have variations of Morris dancing. So some of them have tried to do it to techno, to...
People were trying to keep up with time.
Yeah.
But always men.
Always men.
Very interesting. I just can't really picture, you know, flowers in the hair, bells around legs and sticks and handkerchief.
Well, I think what we can do is, I think we should definitely add some photos of this.
Definitely. So check out the photos in today's keyword session.
Yeah.
All right. So that's Morris dancing.
Okay.
Any other customs?
Let's go a little bit on to festivals, annual events.So, I think before we talked a little bit about Shrove Tuesday.
I don't believe we have.
Okay, well, very quickly, Shrove Tuesday is the day before the start of Lent. So, Lent is a 40-day fast. But Shrove Tuesday is also known as Pancake Day.
I thought Shrove, this whole idea is very religious.
Originally it was, for example, Mardi Gras in America, in New Orleans.
Yep. 狂欢节
is also on the same day. But in Britain, it's known as Pancake Day because it's traditional to eat pancakes on that day.
When you say pancake, is it the idea of like, because I only know American pancakes, which are thick, 就美国那种松饼 Is it like that?
British pancakes are a little bit like crepe.
Oh, so it's more like our 煎饼
Yes, but we eat them sweet.
Oh, you eat them sweet.
Yep.
Okay, so is it about eating?
And also pancake racing.
What is pancake racing?
Part of the tradition is you have a race and people in that race, they run while flipping pancakes in a frying pan.
I'm assuming the frying pan is cold.
Yes.
Otherwise, it would be a bunch of people with really hot frying pans.
Yeah.
Trying to hurt each other.
So you have to get to the end of the race. It's whoever wins, whoever is first, wins the race. And whoever gets there without losing the pancake.
It's just one pancake.
Just one pancake that you're constantly flipping as you're running.
It's a bit like acrobatic, if you think about it.
It's quite tricky, quite difficult.
Is this just parts of the UK?
There are some places that are particularly famous for it, but pretty much you can find it all over the UK.
One very important thing. What do you win then? Maybe the pancake?
Just the pancake, I guess.
I think it's the spirit of the competition, really.
Exactly. It's a fun tradition.
Anything else?
Well, we've been talking a little bit about food, so we can talk about cheese rolling.
This one I've actually heard of. Once I was sharing with my students about weird holidays around the world. And tell us about the cheese rolling then.
This is in a part of England called Gloucestershire. And part of the tradition is that a big round of cheese, so it's a round shape, but just a whole cheese.
就整块的是一个像车轮一样的那种 cheese.
Yeah, is thrown down a hill and then you have to run to catch it.
You're catching up with your cheese.
Yes. The first person to grab the cheese wins the cheese.
So this is a hill. Is it steep?
It is very steep. It's actually very popular, but quite dangerous.
I could imagine people chasing their cheese rounds down the hill. There'll be lots of them.
Yeah, it's not that uncommon to get broken bones.
And shall I ask, what is the point of cheese rolling?
So you can win the cheese.
I thought that was your cheese to begin with.
No. That's the community cheese that they throw down the hill.
So maybe if you can get the cheese, you get the cheese.
There you go.
I see. I know every country has their own strange traditions, but this is a bit of an interesting one.
So talking about racing, this is a particularly famous race in England. It's in a place called Dorking, which is in southern England. It's actually quite close to where I come from.
Okay, what are they chasing this time?
Well, they're not chasing anything. It's more about what they're carrying.
What are they carrying?
Their wives.
Wife carrying?
Yep.
I've heard about them in Scandinavian countries, like Northern Europe.
Yep, but originally it came from England, or so we believe.
Okay, so you carry your wife?
Yes.
How do you carry her? On your back? Or
you carry your wife on your back, and then you have to run. The first person, or the winning couple, gets £100 and a barrel of ale.
Ale is just English beer.
Yeah, it's a type of English beer. The wives have to weigh at least 50 kg.
So if you're too slim, I was just going to ask, if then wouldn't it be unfair? Because some wives would be a lot bigger or a lot smaller than other wives.
Yeah.
So you have to weigh at least 50 kg.
At least. But actually, it's not that unfair because the man with the heaviest wife gets a pound of sausages.
The version I've heard is that whoever wins the race, you get beer the same weight as your wife.
Oh, yeah.
That would be another version.
That's another version. But obviously, this is Britain and we like to be a bit fair. We don't like... It's all about the sport, really. So even the loser gets something.
What do they get?
They get a can of dog food and some instant noodles.
I don't really see the logic here.
It is quite popular. That's in a lot of people do race with their wives.
Is it just with wives or can you actually invite, for example, one of your female friends?
No, I think it has to be wives.
Has to be wives.
Or at least partner.
Partner. Maybe girlfriend.
Yeah.
I see. But I mean, if I were in that situation, I would hate if my partner is trying to carry me around just to win some...
A barrel of ale.
Just to win some drink.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay, so today Alan has shared with us four kind of eccentric or even bizarre traditions in the UK. We do have a lot of those in China as well. So for those of you who are listening to this show, if you have ever experienced any eccentric, quirky holiday festivals, customs, leave us a comment in the comments section. We would love to read them.
Absolutely. So until next time.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
酒馆的进阶口语课第十三期正在招生中，七月初开课，本周三6月23日晚上8点，露露还有一堂免费试听课。如果你对酒馆课程感兴趣，那就赶快联系小助手来试听吧。 微信号是 LULUXJG LULU 就是露露 XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母我们在酒馆等你